In the lunchtime edition, the health minister announces a stay-at-home weekend with travel on the roads outlawed for everyone except essential workers and people involved in specific activities. Community spread hitting the elderly and the very young hard. 40 youngsters reported by the health minister to be at the isolation facility. And the business community calls for some tweaking of the lockdown measures, such as allowing hardware stores to open. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition comes to you in association with the CIBC First Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
When we use our passion to create something special, we cherish the experience that brings the result. It isn't always smooth sailing, but that's the beauty of it. Because through experience and the help of knowledgeable partners, we learn and grow together. And we dream bolder dreams for the future, confident that your passion and our expertise will bring an ever bright tomorrow. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC, First Caribbean, we've got all your banking solutions. CIBC, First Caribbean. CIBC, First Caribbean.
Minister of Health and Wellness, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, has announced what has been declared a stay-at-home weekend, with travel on the roads outlawed for everyone except essential workers and people involved in specific activities. Speaking during today's COVID-19 briefing, the health minister began by explaining that yesterday's planned news conference was postponed so they could acquire and present the latest information. This, as he reported, that along with the death of a 9-year-old child, on Sunday, three elderly people succumbed to COVID-19 yesterday, taking the Barbados death toll to 28. He stressed the urgent need for the public to adhere to the protocols as he cited the spread of the virus within communities and families, with many young people being affected.
It stresses the need for a sense of personal responsibility, maintenance of safety protocols even among members of the same household, and for people to remain indoors. The ministry also warned that people of all age groups can become infected with COVID-19. Indeed, the recent deaths of middle-aged persons and now this child would be testimony of the threat the viral illness poses to younger people. You may wish to be aware that as of yesterday, there were 40 minors in the isolation facilities in Barbados.
The health minister reported progress in eliminating the backlog of test results following the arrival of testing supplies from Ghana and expected the backlog to be cleared by today. But he's very unhappy with the amount of traffic that is still on the streets during this lockdown and announced stern new measures to deal with it.
Many persons in this country still appear to be leaving home for the sake of leaving home. This is a major part of our problem. I have therefore made a recommendation to the Honorable Prime Minister and with the support of the Emergency Operations Center that we need to do a little more to significantly reduce the number of persons on the roads of Barbados this coming weekend in particular. Accordingly, the Honorable Attorney General will very shortly be issuing a new directive in which we shall impose a weekend curfew, whereby effective Friday 7 p.m. to Monday 6 a.m., it shall be unlawful for persons not in possession of the appropriate pass or not involved in the vaccination exercise, either as a service provider or recipient of the vaccine, to leave the confines of their homes.
And he warns that violators will be arrested and charged.
If you are not an essential worker, going to work or coming from work, if you do not have a government authorized pass, or if you are not directly involved in Operation Seek and Save or the national vaccination exercise, and if you are not heading to or coming from a medical facility on legitimate business, then you shall have absolutely no permission to be on the roads of Barbados from Friday at 7 p.m. to Monday 6 a.m. This ban shall also apply to beaches and public parks. I repeat, it applies also to beaches and public parks. This is a stay-at-home weekend when the Royal Barbados Police Force shall be instructed to apprehend and prosecute all persons violating this order.
Minister of Health, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick in the lunchtime edition.
In association with the CIBC First Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
When we use our passion to create something special, we cherish the experience that brings the result. It isn't always smooth sailing, but that's the beauty of it. Because through experience and the help of knowledgeable partners, we learn and grow together. And we dream bolder dreams for the future, confident that your passion and our expertise will bring an ever bright tomorrow. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
As the lockdown extends until month end, the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry hopes to see some tweaks to some of the restrictions. President of the Chamber, Tricia Tanis, tells Starcom Network News the public's concerns related to the closure of hardware stores are valid.
The longer you're in lockdown, the more likely it is that you will need the miscellaneous items as far as home repairs and those sorts of things. And emergency repairs as well is also, you know, a concern. So we would share the concern that perhaps hardware stores is one that you may want to take another look at. But additionally, the issue of the shortened hours at supermarkets, you know, as well, is something that we could probably take another look at, too, because obviously whenever you shorten the timelines available for access, you do get, you know, more bunching and crowding than you would.
Meantime, the past president of the chamber, Eddie Abed, felt that supermarkets should have been allowed to open on Saturdays to avoid crowding during the week.
Equally, there are some other areas that perhaps can be looked at. I do know that there are many people who would like to do some home projects and occupy themselves, or legitimately have had some breakdowns over the last 2 weeks, and perhaps we can look at having hardware stores opening to sell items that definitely would be in demand. There are others who are saying there may be some stuff that they want to do at home with computers, printers, technology. There's no access to that. I can be quite candid and tell you that my ink for my printer ran out well over a week ago and I can't replace it.
The president of the Democratic Labour Party, Verla De Pisa, has praised the work of frontline workers and expressed condolences to the family of the 9-year-old child who passed away, while saying Barbados has reached a serious stage.
The civil servants of this country who have gone above and beyond to ensure we fight this pandemic and that the national security of this country is not compromised, we thank you. We constantly ask ourselves, would families still have their loved ones if the government had listened to the suggestions from BAMP? We will never know. What we do know is that we all must play our part now in sanitizing, wearing our masks, and social distancing so that no more parents, children, doctors, or nurses will have to cry themselves to sleep at night because they have lost a child or a colleague due to COVID-19.
A medical doctor whose viral video appealed for public compliance with the COVID-19 protocols tells Starcom Network News it was inspired by the death of the nursing assistant on Sunday. 31-year-old Kia Lewis, a general practitioner since 2018, hopes the public really takes her message to heart. But she was also surprised the video had such an impact.
The message is for Barbadians to have a heart, to understand the struggle, that when you see the numbers and the statistics, there are people working very hard behind the scenes to try to get these numbers down. When you see the numbers and the statistics, these represent actual people's, actual lives, actual families. And so we need to work together. We need to have a heart. We need to all play our part to get this pandemic under control. If we can think about every action that we take and think about how it's affecting somebody else that we might not even know, and then make the appropriate action, I think we'd be much further along.
And finally, Barbados-born international music superstar and fashion icon Rihanna has been facing a backlash after she posted a topless image of herself wearing a pendant depicting the Hindu god Ganesha. Rihanna was accused of cultural appropriation and religious insensitivity. The photo, which appeared on her Twitter and Instagram accounts today, shows a singer in a pair of lavender satin boxers by her lingerie label Savage X Fenty. Among her matching purple jewels are a bracelet, a large pair of earrings, and what appears to be a diamond-studded carving of the elephant-headed deity, a move branded disrespectful by some Hindus and other social media users in India. However, not all of the comments express outrage, with one user stating, quote, "I'm fine with you wearing this as long as you respect Hinduism." Others compliment the star's style without referencing the controversial pendant. On Rihanna's Twitter account, the image has amassed over 40,000 retweets. Savage X Fenty also posted the photo to Instagram, where it has accrued over 345,000 likes. The boxers worn in the post are currently listed as sold out on the brand's website. So I suppose that's mission accomplished. Our top stories. The health minister announces a stay-at-home weekend with travel on the roads outlawed for everyone except essential workers and people involved in specific activities. He warns the police will arrest and charge all violators. Community spread hitting the elderly and the very young hard. 40 youngsters reported by the health minister to be at the isolation facility. In the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Stetson Bapp. Good afternoon.